December. A star-spangled Christmas. Shirley spent the weekend after Thanksgiving writing a 10-page letter to her cousins in Chinese, describing her debut on stage as a turkey. She drew colorful illustrations to help even precious coins picture each scene in the school play. The transformation of a Homo sapiens into a Meleagris Galapavo had not just happened with a wave of the wand. It took 2 knitting needles, mother's ingenuity, and the resources of all the tenants. Father sacrificed his favorite brown sweater, which was unraveled and remodeled into the roly-poly hide of Tom Turkey. Mr. Habib donated the leather headgear and goggles he had worn as a pilot in the war, to which was attached a red tie belonging to Mr. Lee to simulate the bird's fleshy nose. Mrs. O'Reilly yielded a boa reeking of mothballs for the feathers. Sean, Seamus, and Stephen lent their pillows to plump up the bump, hump, and rump of the beast. Widow Garibaldi insisted on buying rubber flippers for the feet. Professor Hirschbaum tutored Shirley on the various movements peculiar to the breed. "I wish you all could have been there," Shirley wrote. A few weeks after the show, Mrs. Rappaport announced another project, a class election for someone to represent the 6th grade at the Christmas Assembly. The election will be held next Monday. At lunch that day, Shirley watched Tommy show off even more than usual, swaggering from table to table, getting laughs. "Hey, Four Eyes, be a sport and vote for me." Emily ignored him, drawing the last of her milk through her straw with a series of loud slurps. Tommy refused to be snubbed and, cupping his ear to the carton, shouted, "What's that? No kidding! You're crazy about me! Inside that answer machine, all those brainy cells are rooting for me to win." With hands clasped over his heart, Tommy feigned a swoon. Then, leaping like the Frog Prince, he went off to entertain his older fans behind the lunch counter. "How juvenile," Emily muttered, studiously wiping her glasses with a napkin. To cover up her own soft spot for Tommy, Shirley agreed, too heartily. Glasses in place again, Emily stared, as if reading Shirley's thoughts, all-knowing. And so, before Shirley knew it, she was urging her friend to run herself. "That would be an exercise in futility," Emily replied in her most progressive voice. "Only you and I would cast votes in my favor." It was true. Emily was not popular. She got all A's, never once got into trouble, and seldom hung around.